You're listening to CHSR 97.9 FM. Welcome to This Week in Fredericton, the show that takes a deep dive into the latest news from your community. I'm your host, Zach Roman, and in this week's episode, we'll be talking to the current artist in residence at the Fredericton Botanic Garden, recapping last weekend's amazing Anna Maritime Convention, and previewing a new literary festival that's coming to our city this fall. The City of Fredericton's Artist in Residence program has returned to the Fredericton Botanic Garden at Odell Park. From now until July 17th, jewelry artist Stephanie Sirois is featured at the garden.
In order to tell you about my background as an artist, I first have to tell you about my background in general, which is that when I was growing up, I thought that I was awful at any type of art, mostly because I compared myself to people who were more experienced and who were just much better. So I never pursued art until we had the shutdowns in 2020 when I was working as a journalist. And at that point, I realized it was so much fun. It was really, it's hard to care about, well, it's not that it's hard to care about, but it's hard to focus on the bad things when you're able to take a step back and think about what good you can make that you can put out in the world, right? So one day I was sitting in the palette with my partner and he asked me what I was thinking about. And I was looking at the craft college and I said, I really want to go there. And it kind of just spiraled all from there. Within the week, I received an email saying that they were doing winter tours and open houses. I went in, loved the school and applied on the spot and got accepted pretty shortly after. The first thing that I would say about my art is that while I do term myself as a jewelry artist, I do consider myself a multimedia artist. And the reason that is because I'm used to observing. I'm used to looking at what's going around me and trying to wrap that all up into a ball to present to someone else. Again, probably because of my journalism background. So for me, when I'm going out to make some type of art, I'm not just thinking, how am I going to translate this into metal? I'm thinking, could I take a picture of this? Is there a video that I could take? Is it possible to get a stamp to see what kind of texture I can get? Would it look good as a watercolor? All of these different things, because depending on the different types of methods that you can approach a subject, it will determine how you translate it and show it to other people. I'll be honest, I could sit pretty much anywhere and find inspiration. I've never been lacking for ideas. I've always had more of a struggle, actually, of narrowing down the ideas. So, and that's the hardest part, I think, for a lot of artists. It's not finding the ideas, it's refining the ideas until you come up with something excellent. I've been talking to a lot of people in the garden so far, and they've asked me, well, when are you going to turn this into jewelry? Is this like, are you just looking around for now? And I can understand the temptation to go in with a hammer and start making stuff. But I have found in my experience that if you're not properly prepared, then what you're trying to get across doesn't always pan out. So the hardest part for me is all of these ideas that I currently have in the sketchbook that I've had from going around in the garden. I'm trying to refine what ideas would translate well to jewelry or to metal arts. So for example, I might think that a bush looks really cool. I think that the colors are amazing. Do you have any idea how hard it is to translate colors into metal? Unless you're doing what's called like fire painting with copper, it is tremendously hard. Color is actually the medium that I work the least with as a metal artist. But what I can do is if there's, say, a tree trunk that has some really interesting knots or textures in it, I can nail that down on a piece of jewelry and maybe make a really beautiful bracelet or something like that. So I'm taking all of these ideas and I'm looking at them, narrowing them down, and picking something that I think would be really effective as either a piece of jewelry or metal art. I've got three different types of metal that I primarily use, which is silver, brass, and copper. Now what I can also do is I can color or patina the metal to make it look different. So I normally would use something like liver sulfur for that. And if I want to have colors, like say these berries on this bush that I'm showing here, if I want to make them pop, What if I created, as an example, that bush, if I got red stones, put them on copper wire, textured the wire, and then darkened it so it looks like a branch and the berries are growing on the branch? There we go. I'm working within my limitations as a metal artist while also displaying the color.
Sirwa was really excited when they found out they'd been selected to be an artist in residence.
I squealed, I shrieked, my kids were alarmed, my partner was enthusiastic, and my friends did a happy little applause for me. This has been a dream. I feel like I've peaked in some ways. But this is a great experience, and I suspect that if you were to come back and talk to any of the other artists that are going to be in for this residency this summer, they're going to say something similar. This is a great location. It was fantastic to be chosen. I'm glad my project was chosen. And it's great to get to talk to the people and really have more of a sense of community, which I think is really important about the residencies. You get that sense of community. It's not just walking into a garden. This is an incredible opportunity. This is the dream for artists, right? Having some dedicated time within a beautiful spot where they can just sit, think of ideas, look at the surrounding landscape, talk to people, and then come up with something beautiful. I don't know if you know this about artists, but we love to talk about our process. If someone's interested in what I'm doing and they want to know, why the heck have you got that mask on when you're just doing that? Absolutely, talk to me all day. Because I would love to explain, here's what I saw, this is what I translated it into, this is what I created. And I'm really excited because I'm going to be doing some demonstrations at the Mad Craft Festival too. So I'm going to be showing some stone setting and things like that. So this is more like, this is a warm-up period because I get to spend a little more time with people here. The Mactaquat Craft Festival used to be a yearly tradition. It was the biggest craft festival, I suspect, in New Brunswick. It's arranged by Craft NB, and we have an artisan village. I was lucky enough to be one of the selected artisans this year. It's going to be my first time at the craft festival. This is only the second year that they've brought it back after a longer hiatus. And there's ongoing demonstrations, there's trained artisans selling their work, and they're talking about their work. As far as I'm aware, there's going to be food vendors as well, and some entertainment. What I really love about things like the Botanic Garden Residency and about the Mactaquat Craft Festival is that it really gives that sense of community that I think we've all been missing and kind of striving for the past couple of years. And I really like encouraging that wherever I can.
For Sirwa, the Botanic Garden is the perfect place for the artistic process. They also highlighted the importance of having a space like the Botanic Garden in Fredericton in general.
I have not been this far into the gardens before. I think that's been the best experience so far. I love gardens, I love flowers, I love herbs, and I love plants. Even if I can't always make them grow at home, my poor garden with this heat. This has been a really great experience to be able to see all the different kinds of gardens that can grow and can be made to flourish in New Brunswick. A third space is somewhere aside from work and aside from home. A place where people can gather, meet other people in the community, that kind of thing. This is an excellent third space for all of that. There's art that's taking place here. There's a food forest. I don't know if you saw that when you were walking down, but there's a food forest where people can go through when there are things ready to eat, and they can just pick it off the trees or the bushes and eat it. There's peaches growing down there. It's amazing. Like, there are people running through, like getting exercise. There are people walking through. Some people come and sit on a bench while they're waiting for their kids to finish activities and things like that. This is an incredibly important third space, especially where we lost so many third spaces for the 2 or 3 years that there were lockdowns and the height of the pandemic. And I think that's what's most important about the third space, because that's how community happens. And that's how art happens, and that's how everyone flourishes.
Sirwa wants people to know that art is just as much about the journey as it is the destination.
The hardest part for me when I'm trying to make a piece of jewelry is all of it. I think a lot of people focus on the final product. And as I mentioned earlier, that was what was stopping me from being an artist before. I was thinking in my head, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be wonderful. And then the finished product maybe wasn't so much that. I think the best part about art is that it's really easy and it's really hard at the same time. But it is a journey and it's a challenge. So to borrow an example from an analogy from my life right now, I'm learning how to drive a manual transmission. It is hard. It is incredibly hard. It's one of the hardest things I've done. It's nerve-wracking, and I had to learn how to do it if I was going to get into this residency and drive here every day, because that's the car that we have. So every time I stall out because I haven't figured out the bite point, it hurts. It's painful. It sucks. But then when I finally get that bite point, I whoop and people look at me crazy because I'm in traffic, but I finally figured out how to maneuver that car. And then I arrive at my destination. But that the journey is a lot longer than the finished project. And that's what I think I want people to understand the most about art.
Sirwa's advice for new artists is simple.
Do it. Do it. Suck at it. Fail at it. Learn from it. Keep doing it. You do not have to make money off of your art. You can create art just for the joy of it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's also nothing wrong with wanting to be paid for your work and your labor. And you just have to decide what is going to work best for you.
Everything was going merry at the Anna Maritime Convention held downtown last weekend. Anime and gaming fans from across the Maritimes and beyond came to the Fredericton Convention Center and Lord Beaverbrook Crown Plaza Hotel for the annual event, which ran from July 3rd to 5th. The event is run entirely by a dedicated group of volunteers whose goal is to provide a safe and fun atmosphere for people to find community and celebrate their favorite shows and games. Many attendees showed up in cosplay, which means dressed as a favorite character, and the artistry and creativity of the community was on full display. Some cosplayers competed in the Masquerade Contest, where they were judged on their stage performances and the craft of their costumes. Anna Maritime featured panel talks, special guests, artist and vendor showcases, a game room with video, tabletop and card games, karaoke, dance parties, and so much more. From Friday to Sunday, there was a packed schedule of things for attendees to see and do. We sat down with one of Anna Maritime's co-chairs, one piece of the dedicated volunteer team, to discuss this year's convention.
My name is Davey Thomas, and I've been with the convention since 2009, since it was in Moncton. The convention has been around for approximately 23 years. It started as a project at Mount Allison in Sackville, and then they just kept growing from there and hopping in from one location to another. Anna Maritime is more of a grounded convention. Our aim is not to get as large as some other conventions, you know, tens of thousands of people. We feel that staying more grounded, we get to stay connected more with the attendees that come and visit. So, and we get to hear them more and see the changes that we can do along the way. So, and our goal right now, from last year to this year, is to try and have more things for the younger generation, like the kids up to 12 years old, stuff like that, get more things for them in here, since, you know, staycation is kind of like the swing of things of this summer and last summer. So we're trying to adapt to that too.
Anna Maritime has a loyal fan base, with many people coming year after year.
It's been amazing to see the people come and go, including staff, seeing attendees come along the years, coming in with their kids. And then along the way, they bring in their family who are curious why they're coming here and what's so, you know, attractive to them to get over here. We also have a lot of strong base fans from Nova Scotia. They come up here every year just to attend Anna Maritime. So it's been great. Even if COVID kind of like jumped in there to block our wheels, the attendees stayed true and they came back, and it's great to see them come in, just say hi again. Like it's amazing to see repeating faces every year.
People are drawn to Anna Maritime because it's a great place to share the things they love with like-minded individuals.
It's great that people will not shy away from things that they like, because, you know, even when I was young, like, being a nerd was like, eh. Now you see, being a nerd is an awesome thing to have. I'm enjoying it to see that people can express what they enjoy, and if they find other people along the way because they were too shy and they see, oh, they can do it, we can do it too. So it'll become more of a normal aspect. So I think that's good. It's a positive feel.
Thomas invites anyone curious to come and check out next year's Anna Maritime convention.
I mean, if you enjoy cartoons or it's comics or it's games, and you do enjoy dressing up or even not, just come on over. Even we got one day passes. You can come and check it out. And you'll be able to know if you have a fit here, but everyone here they're friendly, they're welcoming. They'll be able to find a spot. Like, even the kids that came in new this year, they really enjoyed themselves. They saw the costumes and they felt like they fit right in. So it would be a positive experience for them to just come in and check it out. If they have a chance, I would welcome them to come and view it. We do this because we enjoy it. We're all volunteers, so we all put our time into it in order to try and make it better every year, and listen to the people on site as the best we can.
To stay in touch with Anna Maritime, you can visit the convention's official website, annamaritime.org. A local woman is turning her dream of hosting a big literary event in Fredericton from fantasy to reality. The Writers of the Realm Literary Festival and Fantasy Ball, the creation of Rebecca Kerrigan, will be held for the first time on September 19th at the Fredericton Inn. As its name suggests, the event is split into two main parts. The literary festival takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and guests can meet local authors, attend panel discussions, workshops, and readings, shop from local vendors, and more. Admission to the festival is $2 and free for children 5 and under. Door proceeds will be going to the Writers' Federation of New Brunswick. The Fantasy Ball will run from 7:30 p.m. to midnight and is a ticketed 19-plus event. The ball has an ethereal and celestial theme and will feature dancing, an interactive royal court cast with a live-action story, a best dress contest, and more. CHSR sat down with Kerrigan on July 2nd to discuss the upcoming event and break down what attendees can expect.
I'm Rebecca Kerrigan, and I run Secura Blue Studios. I'm a multimedia design studio here in Fredericton. I basically assist filmmakers and publishers in both industries here, anything from social media to branding to publishing their first book, creating their first film. I've worked for 25 years in the film industry, working for productions like Netflix, Disney, Hallmark, all of those guys. I am also an author. I go by Becca Blue as an author, and I've turned my first book into a film, which won at the Canadian International Film Festival, and that's what opened a lot of doors for me to get working in the film world and the video game world. And yeah, so now I've decided after 25 years I wanted to run my own business and help indie guys grow again, so I'm here in New Brunswick now and loving it.
Kerrigan was inspired to start her festival after attending a number of events like it.
I travel a lot as an author to different events. I go to Ontario and the States and everywhere. I'm a romance author, and I love the community around a massive event. And some of these big ones have, like, you know, dances and contests and workshops, and you just go there and it's such a great community because everybody loves what you love. You're all there to learn. There's no judgment. It's just a great thing. Because of my background running these films and big events in Hollywood, I thought this would be great for me to start it up here because there's such a creative community out here. And I think a lot of people don't understand who all writes. You never know who's out there writing a book or something, right? So when you can connect and learn more and meet people from other places, I don't know, it just gives people more confidence too when you see there's more like-minded people like you. Personally, I'm excited to meet some of the authors that I didn't know were here already that I had been out at events at. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see how many people attend these workshops and what they think afterwards or the panels. I'm also a little bit of anxiety, but also super excited for the ball because I don't think people will even understand what they're getting yet until they walk through the doors. So I just can't wait to see the looks on people's faces.
Kerrigan said Fredericton's literary community has already shown great interest in the upcoming event.
And when I first started telling people about this, they were kind of like, well, we don't know. It seems like a big idea. It might not do well. I said, okay, well, I'll just do it as a one day to see how it goes. I put the call out in October and I sold every table within 30 days. We have 80 plus authors and vendors, bookish vendors coming to the festival. And I have a waiting list so much that next year we already booked into 3 days to do the event fully how I imagined it. So a lot of authors came out of the woodwork. There's some, most of them here in New Brunswick. Others are coming from Nova Scotia, Ontario, and Alberta for this event.
Kerrigan hopes her festival will be a boost to local authors.
But authors are waiting for that next level to, or another way to put their book out there, find a new audience, you know, because everyone kind of plateaus after they publish their book. They're like, what do I do now? So they don't know how to get their books further into other stores or out of the country. So this is what we hope to educate with them at the festival, too.
Here are some of the things you can expect to see and do at Writers of the Realm.
You can come in, there'll be the authors, you can visit them, talk to them, buy their books, you'll see the bookish vendors. There is panels, so there'll be a So This Is a Job panel, and it's about authors talking about how they started their career in writing, so you can see what it's like. And they'll be at different levels too, so you have some that are six-figured authors versus someone who just wrote their first book. So it'll be really cool. And then there'll be, we had a writing contest, all the submissions are in now. We've had a writing contest for poetry, short stories, and your first short film script. The workshops that are going to be at our event, we have 10 awesome workshops. So we have intro to screenwriting, we have character development with a comic book store here in town. We have emotion writing, traditional publishing versus self-publishing. You can even do sprayed edges workshop, which is really popular right now, all the cool edges and book design.
A wide variety of genres will be represented at the event.
I would say right now the romanticy thing is hot right now. Like also the horror element. We have a lot of horror writers here. Of course, in New Brunswick too, we also have a lot of local stories, people that have based their stories on true stories here. There's a girl we have coming to the festival that wrote about the tunnels underground here in Fredericton, and it's a time travel romance book, but it's based on the true events around here. So it's really cool. This is a chance for filmmakers in the area to meet authors too. And I try to encourage them, you could make a book trailer. You could work together. This could be a chance to build a story that's already here and has an audience. So it's a good, this festival's good for crossing over different genres and industries and stuff. So I think people don't really understand how much all of these industries play together, even right down to our vendors that are selling all the cool merch.
Here's what attendees of the Fantasy Ball can expect.
So fantasy balls usually come with a literary event. They're really big in the States, in the UK. There's two or three in Canada that are massive. There are different levels. So some of them are just a dance and a few interactive fantasy vendors. Others are a full immersive experience where you have dinner and you have a cast. Mine's a halfway point. So when you come in to the fantasy ball, there's a different theme every year. So this year is the Lunar Kingdom, the Serenity Ball. So when you come, the cast will be there to greet you, and you'll get a quest card when you come in. You don't have to play, but depending on how the guests interact with the cast and the story that plays out that night will change the story for the end of the night. So it's kind of like if you remember those Choose Your Own Adventures, it's like that. So when they come, they're going to get a quest card, they're going to get a special gift, they're going to be greeted by the cast, and they're going to go into the ball. There's going to be 20 mystical vendors that are in there selling really cool stuff. There is a weaponry zone, so if you want to learn how to wield some swords or axes and stuff, you can come and learn that. You can go over and learn ballroom dancing. You can get free oracle tarot readings. We have bookish tattoo girls there. You can learn scroll writing, do some trivia, or you can eat some of the amazing desserts and just dance. But the story will play out with the cast, so the quest cards make you interact with the cast and the games playing there. So there's lots to do. It's one of those things where you want to show up right at 7:30 because the story starts right away. So DJ Fader from Halifax is coming out and he's going to do the whole bookish theme song. So the music that night will be a lot of book to film and cool stuff like that. So it's just the age groups that are coming. Like you're going to have your 20s, 30s, then you're going to have your 50s, 60s. there's something for everybody. You know, if you love books and fiction, you're going to have a great time. But when you go to something where you're fully immersed in it and you're living it, it's like you're in a movie. You know, it's the same feeling you get when you read a book and you're caught in a book. I think those are things that people plan for and they put in their scrapbooks and they talk about and they get together with their friends and like, hey, next year we're going to do this and next year we're going to do this. And you have such great memories and you make the new friends that I've made at these types of events has been insane. I have friends all over the world just because I've happened to go on and we're all into the same thing there. So it's really important to build friendship and community.
Ticket sales for the ball have been going well, and there's a limited number of tickets left available.
We've sold 500 tickets to the fantasy ball. I wish I wasn't working it so I could go and play too.
For more information about the event, you can check out Writers of the Realm on social media.
So if you want to go to our Facebook page, we're Writers of the Realm Festival, or on Instagram, Writers of the Realm Fantasy Ball. We're also on TikTok under Writers of the Realm, or you can visit our website, securobluestudios.ca, and you can get tickets there. All of our ticket links are on all our social medias, too, on Eventbrite. So, yeah, we get tickets now if you want in on that. But the daytime, you can just come and pay the toonie at the door. We are looking for a few more volunteers. Specifically for the ball, because it's going to take a lot of moving pieces. So we are looking for a few more people. You get, obviously, a free ticket in. You're coming for the night to work. So we're looking for that. I really want to promote that we want to make this an annual thing. It's going to branch off into a few other events as well as my company grows. So I think there's a lot to look forward with us. So you got to stay tuned because there's going to be more surprises and other things that are coming to the ball and the festival that I can't announce yet because it's going to be a surprise. So yeah, stay tuned on our socials.
Thanks for listening to This Week in Fredericton, the show that takes a deep dive into the latest news from your community. We're on the air every Friday from 11:30 a.m. to noon, right here on CHSR 97.9 FM. If you have a news tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by email at news@chsrfm.ca. I'm Zach Roman, and that was This Week in Fredericton.